Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tip. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, I think we all, at least intellectually, agree and understand with the idea of staying in relationship, communicating regularly. But let's talk a little bit about that touch rhythm in the initial 90 days.
Yeah, I think that most salespeople aren't focused enough on that first 90 days when you've begun the relationship. When somebody enters your sales funnel, how many times are you touching them or interacting with them in that first 90 days? Is there anything you could be doing to increase that amount one more time? Is there something else that you can elegantly add to that touch point in order to, you know, reach them, let them know that either something new has happened or that there's some more value you could be providing to them in that first 90 days? And if you could do that well without being too salesy and really focusing on servicing them, and this might require some human touch, some personalization, and it might not be scalable in the sense that you just put them on some sort of a marketing automation cadence. But if you can add into your kind of 90-day rhythm at the beginning some way that you connect them with someone who can help them, or you share some thought leadership that's specific to them, that educates them or inspires them, then you might be able to move them, you know, off the fence and into a sale. So I would really focus in on that first 90 days before you move them into some sort of automation or drip campaign after that. So if you can add some more value and remind them of the value you provide and that you can help them achieve the goal that they're trying to achieve, I think you're going to have a much better chance of moving them from a prospect to a sale.